So this is Saito Tejania with the staff at the Forest Refuge, May 28th, 2007.
So, Discovery Channel player.
So he's going to turn on the Discovery Channel, he said.
Hello, why do it?
Okay, he says, what have you all been finding? So feeling entangled in something. It could be, I can be, when I notice that it's happening, I can step back from it and be aware that it's, that my mind might label it sadness or rejection or something. But I'm now asking myself, what attitude am I, is in the mind? And it's not always so clear. I feel like sometimes I have to search around for language to try and figure out sort of what is the attitude. You know, it's, I can feel the attitude on some level, whether it's sort of more negative or positive. But to actually search for the language for it, I wonder, is that skillful, or is it okay to just sit with the feeling of it and just either sensation, or how important is it to label it with language what that attitude is?
ကျွန်တော်ဝန်ထမ်းမှုတွေပါတယ်သွားပါတဘောထမ်းတဲ့တည်တယ်လို့ပြန်ကြည့်ဖို့ကြိုးစားတော့တစ်ခါလေးစကလုံးကြီးရတက်လို့မရဘူးတဲ့အဲ့ကံစားလို့ရတော့တိလို့ရအဲ့တော့စကလုံးတက်ဖို့လို့လာအဓိကမကြဘူးစနော့ဟေးအင်ပေါ်တန့်တူဘီအေဘယ်လိုအစမှာအတ္တိကြီးကိုပြန်ပြန်စစ်ခိုင်းတာလူတွေကအာယုံမဲနေလို့ဥစဉ်ကဒါကိုခဏခဏပြောတယ်ပြန်စစ်ပါပြန်စစ်ပါတချို့စစ်တော့မစစ်တတ်ဘူးဘယ်လိုကြည့်ရ
The reason he wants people to keep looking back, checking the attitude, he says, is because the habit of the mind is to be so involved with the object and to always be so object-oriented. And he says, so in the beginning, he says, he asks people to check very, very often. That's always the thing, come back, what's the attitude, what's the attitude? And he says, some people don't even know how to recognize the attitude. They don't even know what to look for, what they're supposed to see or recognize, or they don't know what the attitude is. But he says, if there's always this checking, the mind will begin to understand or recognize what it is, word-wise or not. And he says, but the ultimate idea of checking all the time is that it becomes such a habit to check the attitude, the mind will first learn to recognize attitude and all that. And the second thing that will happen with repeated practice like that is, first we're checking now. He says, later it will become, you know what attitude watching is happening with, and that will become part of the practice. You always recognize what attitude is present as you're watching. So that is the habit he wants people to build. He says then it becomes instant. The moment there's a mistake in the mind is doing something in the wrong way, the mind recognizes it because it's got all this history of looking at. And then it understands everything. It understands the object, the it's watching, and the attitude with which it's watching, everything is known. So he wants to ask, does everybody here know how to look, recognize their attitude? Anybody who's not clear about what checking their attitude means? Or can't, or haven't been able to know what attitude they have?
I'm not really clear exactly what attitude is. I haven't heard the word before in practice from other teachers, so I've never heard it used.
The chasiya attitude zaga zaga long tong na ma cha bu lo a tho mu ne pat tan lo attitude ga ba o pyo chin na le tain na mu le pyi ma shin
I
was thinking they would be saying, I've said this thousands of times.
Does it mean?
Okay, eh,
Why did you ask this question before? He's been asking time and time again. Who's going first? What do you have to ask?
I just realized.
A good weather will pop in.
Oh, I'm not being good.
Okay, it's
so slow. He
says, but it's good. Like, you know, this dialoguing sometimes helps things to come up.
แกลูกเดียวกูจะกล้าပြောဘာလို့တဘောကနေပြောလဲဆိုကိုတိတိဖြစ်စေမတိတိဖြစ်စေလုံနေတယ
် He says when you talk to someone whether you recognize the attitude with which you are relating to them or not whether you're aware of it or not some attitude is operating in the way you relate to someone
Do you mean like does he mood your mood or like if you have aversion in your mind or something like that is that what
เนี่ยมูดก็ပြောတာလားမွင်စိတ်ကတော့တော့ရှိတာလို့ပါလို့ပြောတာလား
ပါတယ်နှစ်ခုလုံးပါ attitude တဲ့မှာဒါဘောလားမာနေတော့ဒေါ်လာဖြစ်နေမှာပဲ
both of these are included in attitude
right mood တော့တခါလေဦးစင်ပြောတယ
် sometimes he calls the right attitude the right mood
စကားပြောစိတ်ထဲမှာ negative ပြောနေလား positive ပြောနေ attitude အဲ့ထဲမှာရှိတယ
် he says the mind will be talking to you aboutWhat it's relating to, and it might be talking negatively about what you're relating to, or it might talk positively about what you're relating to. That's the attitude that's being held.
Oh, I see.
He says, for example, you see some food on the table, you go, oh. He says that. What does that say about your attitude? Right? It's spoken. The attitude has betrayed itself.
Ah, so.
Or if it's wow, then, yeah.
I can't imagine.
So all these attitudes are always there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good. It feels like attitude can be different from the thoughts that you're having, though, too. Like,
yeah.
I can get lost.
Attitude or mood, detail,
yes. The thoughts are not the attitude,
no.
But they can betray the attitude sometimes.
ဒါခါလေးစကလုံးနဲ့မဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့ပုံကြီးနေနေမှန်းလို့ရတယ် attitude
Sometimes the attitude may not come as a thought but sometimes an image that pops up in your head can betray some attitude you might be holding
ခံစားမှုရတယ်သိလို့ရ
You can your feelings can also betray your attitude
Okay Kathleen,
he says, Kathleen, do you understand?
He says,
you're very quiet.
I come here and I get real tired. And I'm just like, I'm starting to fade off.
Oh,
we got up early this morning.
Even if it's only 10 minutes, I will not check it really. Was it 12?
Oh.
No.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, dear. I've been moving and...
Oh, this is the first time. I can't tell you. I'll pick up the ball. I'll show you. 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 I'll
show you. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll show you.
And you haven't meditated through all that?
No, I meditated this morning.
Oh.
Ah, my yoga.
And it doesn't reduce stress
energy
or revitalize you or refresh you.
But a lot happened from 9:30 to now.
Okay, so you have to learn a lesson from this time between 9:30 and now this time. He says, so what are you going to do? What are the lessons you need to learn about the way the day was spent?
Okay.
When did the tension start building for you today? After 9:30?
I should have taken a nap after
ရတာနဲ့ပင်မလာကိုစပင်မမှတိပြီးတော့ပင်မကိုနေနိုင်တဲ့အနာရမှုကပိုအရေးကြီးတယ
် He says
getting tired and then needing to sleep to then get over the tiredness, he says, is one thing. But discovering what brought on the tiredness and knowing how to prevent the unskillful things that bring about tension and stress so that tiredness doesn't set in that way, he says, is a better skill. He says, just, you know, getting some sleep. He says, you don't get anything except sleep. His teacher used to say to him, you know, people who sleep too much, it's like they're dead.
အဲ့ဒီအချိန်မှာလည်းအုပ်စာလည်းမရဘူးလေပစ္စည်းပတ်စံလည်းမရဘူးအုပ်စာလည်းမရဘူးကုသိုလ်လည်းမရဘူးဉာဏ်လည်းမရဘူ
း In Burma they say you should whatever you do you should get at least you should gain at least materially or in wholesome merit or wisdom He says sleeping you get nothing you don't gain anything materially you don't gain anything wholesome you don't gain any wisdom
ဉာဏ်ရောဥစဉ်ဆရာတော်ကပြောဘူးလေ
အဲ
့ကြောင့်ဥစဉ်အိတ်တာတိတ်မတန်ဘူ
း His teacher used to say that to him when he was very little and so you know as a child we take it in and so he's never been very sleep hungry
I noticed that when I fly from Perth to here or like tomorrow I fly back to Perth and it's like over 30 hours and I notice if I use it as a meditation and just pay attention and don't think about the next 30 hours but just like think about the present it's interesting because I can watch the mind and don't tend to get tired unless I start to connect with I am getting restless or and it becomes quite big and then I start to get irritated but if I can stay back with just paying attention to whatever it is it's okay I get here I'm not tired it's quite interesting I think I'm starting to feel that practice really helps me on things like working with sleepiness or tiredness or not getting enough sleep it seems to be okay if I can keep the momentum but if at some point it's hard to pay attention and then start to waver and kind of oh no I'm too tired and start to come into I then it exacerbates but once I can back off from that and just see it more clearly then the state of mind changes
tu a le bian si da australia ni di o la ra nai 30 ja le tu a tadi tha lo ya le so yin tadi tha ni me ပစ္စုပ္ပန်မှာထားမယ်တိတ်ပေါ်ဒီနိုင်30ကြာဦးမှာဘာတွေဘာတွေအဲ့လိုမျိုးမစဉ်းစားရင်တိတ်မပင်မအောင်သူတတိထားမိတယ်ဒါမဲ့သူအဲ့ဒါပုံပုံစိတ်ဝင်စားစားလာတယ်တဲ့အထုမှုကိုတုံးလို့ရတယ်ပေါ့ကိုတတိထားလို့ရရင်နောက်တော့ဟိုငါစိတ်တွေတိတ်မပေါ့စိတ်ထဲမှာငါပင်မလာပြီးငါစိတ်ရှုပ်လာပြီးအဲ့လိုမျိုးတွေသွားပြီးမစွဲရင်ရတယ်တဲ့ဒါမဲ့တစ်ခါတလေငါပင်မနဲ့မလုံးနိုင်ပါဘူးတွေဘာတွေဝင်လာရင်ငါနဲ့သွားပြီးအဲ့လို
ငေါင်းပြူးဝင်လာကြတော့အတုံးဆုံး
အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်ခက်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့လိုမှမဟုတ်ရင
်အဲ့တော့စဉ်းစားကြည့်ကိုယ်လည်းအားထုတ်တာကြားတယ်နော်
So he said think about this you've been practicing for a long time right
sensation ကိုသိလို့ခက်တလား
Is it difficult for you to know sensations of the body
No
feeling
or feelings
No
No
စိတ်ကော
Mind
အဲ့ဆိုရင် right view နဲ့ right thought ဒါပဲစောင့်ကြည့်နေ
So he says just watch all the time for whether right view or right thought is always is present or not present
in mind. Oh, I am saying that.
It helps, yeah.
Then would you need to pay attention?
No. You mean
it's feeling a mean and she need it. Body sensation and a mean and she need feeling jai da
yu
wei shi sei ka.
You mean it's in concentrate or
no, no concentrate. No. So you have experiences of body sensations, feelings and mind all the time.
Yeah.
We're always aware of this.
Yeah.
And now you want to know whether the mind's view towards what it's experiencing in body sensations, feeling or mind is actually right view or right thought.
Mm-hmm.
You want to recognize whether the mind in a moment is holding right view or right thought or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to recognize if it is and you want to recognize if it is not.
Mm-hmm.
And that would not require you to focus any energy.
Yeah. Kindergarten mom hope ko kindergarten object ko belo chi ya feeling ko belo chi ya sick ko belo chi ya le chin ni ya. တော့ပေါက်လာပြီဒါ object မသိနေဒါစိတ်မသိနေဒါဝေဒနာမသိခံစားမှုမသိဒီတိုင်းထားလိုက်တော့ပေါ့အဲ့လိုတိနေတယ်ဒီဝေဒနာအာယုံလို့တိနေစိတ်ကိုစိတ်လို့တိတယ်ဒီအတိလေးနဲ့နေလို့မရဘူးလား
right he says because you are already skillful at recognizing body sensations mind and feelings he says these objects are always already known by your mind easily he says you just want to recognize that object is just an object. The mind is just the mind. Feeling is just a feeling. Sensations are just sensations. Right view. This is, isn't that possible to just stay in that view?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's much easier, right?
เออบลาวตัดตาเลยอืมเนี่ยเอาตัวเนี่ยเอาเลยอุ๊ยเนี่ยดูแล้วเนี่ยนะครับไอ้กูมาเปลืองเนี่ยถั่วละอุ๊ยดิรู้แค่นี่น่ะบ่มาอายุไม่ใส่ดิไดนี่นี่น่ะตัวอ่ะตัวหลุบๆนี่แหละติถาพี่ถาโหตะบ้อปอกพี่ถาโหอายุนี่ใส่เลยใช่มั้ยน้าแลพี่ถาสุดบ่รู้อายุใส่ลงมาบ่บ่ตั้วพี่แล้วโฟกัสลงมาบ่โฟกัสลงมาหลุบไปเดี๋ยวงาเปลืองฉินน่ะกูเปลืองไปละ
And he always explores his practice to see how the mind is actually doing things, and he finds that that's actually what his mind is doing now. It already is skillful at watching sensations, feelings, and mind, and so on. And he says, and the mind doesn't do anything; it just sort of recognizes that, and it also has that wisdom that things are right view and all, and it's recognizing that these things are happening, and this is recognized, and this, you know.
Do you like go like that? Wrong view, then doing to show like right view, baby.
He says, and this comes up because you mentioned that when the eye,
yeah,
the eye comes in,
yeah,
then it becomes difficult.
Yeah.
When it's not there, it's not difficult.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to point you to is that you can stay in just the recognition of whether the eye is present or the eye is not present.
Yeah.
And just stay at that
level.
Yeah.
And that helps, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you love only? Do you like second line see him?
Yeah.
Put it,
yeah. Yeah, he says he remembers also thinking that 17 hours direct flight to here was a long time, and then suddenly he was here.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, how dare
it? I love you. Did I need to go to the place where I'm going to go?
The mind is just being there.
Yeah.
And think, you know, experiences come and go.
Yeah.
The mind is just being there. And think, you know, experiences come and are known, and just being aware of all that, and then he's not doing anything.
ไอ้ญาณเนี่ยมากว่าไอ้ปุญญาเว้ยกูเปียไอ้ที่จิตตัดเนี่ยนี่โลภะปาเนี่ยแหละไอ้ที่กูเสร็จเนี่ยไรวิวล่ะรอวิวแต่ว่าไอ้ที่ดิถาเนี่ย
and in the midst of that
attention มันดูတော့ဒီဘက်ကိုပို့ပြီးအရေးကြီးတဲ့နေရာကိုattention ပေးတာ
he just checks all the time whether any greed or aversion is coming into his attitude towards the experiences and that's the only checking he does to keep to maintain that sort of moment
wrong view wrong view or right view la ai jong ni le experience yo ti bi ai paw ma belo sin sa ne da le be
just right view or wrong view experiences are there all the time and what is the attitude towards them
thank you
okay amen ma pyo
we just had a group of yogis talking about Burma wanting to go to Burma and wanting information about Burma and from my
kona piwa la tong nai ga
it was like coming there were questions coming from many different people at once there was many people talking at once and it was kind of a little bit energetic and chaotic I was aware of that and I was aware that I couldn't kind of keep track of things and didn't know where the conversation was or who was supposed to answer you know it's just a little bit And so I found myself getting a little bit short, you know, just a little, like wanting to just kind of answer that one, get on to the next one, kind of control it or trying to slow it down or trying to get a handle. And I felt then that if I just withdraw from the situation, you know, without being kind of in it, that it's kind of like a social no-no. Yeah,
like it was not the right thing to do.
Yeah, not the right thing to do. So I didn't feel like I could
withdraw.
Yeah, not withdraw, but kind of go stay with my inner thing a little more. You know what I mean?
To appear controllable to that, right?
Luria.
Tiao de bao biao ni lo.
Mia ne ho dia me ne ho wa pio dia phi. Eh to phi phi tu a shen ya la ro. Tu a ne ne
wi
ne.
စိတ်တူလာဟိုဖြေတာဟိုဖြေတာတူလာလေအဲဖြေတာပြတ်တောင်းပြတ်တောင်းဖြစ်လာပြတ်တောင်းပြတ်တောင်းဖြစ်လာပြတ်ပြတ်ပြတ်ပြတ်လေဖြေလာအဲ့လိုမျိုးအဲ့လိုမျိုးဖြစ်လာတော့အဲ့မှာသူကြည့်တော့သူတွေ့တယ်လေဟိုလူတွေအများကြီးနဲ့ပြောတာအခါမှာသူက
number ten more like chosen, pure more like chosen. Hey ma, tu seko, the time you go, pure low mass, then let now so on.
Yeah,
so go up,
yeah.
That was what I was aware of. But I don't know what the understanding is. What's the understanding that I could get from that? That's my question.
Yes.
Awareness, okay, but awareness is not. What's the
understanding? The leader tell me that. I'm a
bummer now. But the other one, I'm a bummer. Yeah, I'm a bummer.
He says, you know, when he was doing business, this is what he did every day. When all the customers pour into this shop, like, who to talk to?
Yeah.
He says, so don't pay attention to them. He says, just pay attention to the mind because they will keep talking, don't worry.
He says,
for sure, don't worry about it.
So AV so ma to kunya a yeji the ha amyana sine ha tata biola yeji the ha sabio.
He says, so you just look at your mind and calm the mind down, and then whenever there's an important question that concerns everybody and could be beneficial generally, then you speak about that. Why did the mind become like that? Is it necessary or not? So that can be a study just to understand whether it's necessary or not. It's only when the mind calms down. He says, then the mind could even understand things at level of object mind. This object is mind, and so on. So first the mind has to be stable.
Okay, so the object, when I'm trying to keep up with everything, of course it's very chaotic. And as soon as I kind of tuned into myself, it wasn't going anywhere. It was pretty still already. But I didn't feel comfortable staying in touch there,
yeah,
and kind of not being in touch there outside. That's what it's like.
What? Atero pian ta lai do. Tu tue thing atero ma show. Chi ga na che chin nyai ni pi da. Da ba mai. Sik ka di ma ma ni ju. Ho ma twa ni chin. Di ma na attach ma ni ju. Why does it want to stay here? Why does it want to be in touch out there?
Why does it want to
stay in here and not be in touch
here?
It's not
chaotic out there.
He says, no, because the mind is making that
important.
It thinks that's the mind's value judgment. He says, and his first statement was, they're not important. He says, if the mind makes that important, then the mind will keep going out there. How important is it anyway? He says, so this is part of the learning. He says, so we have to take every experience, every time you interact with people and all, as a learning experience, and from each one you learn slowly.
He says,
before going in, you know, it's there. You need to think about it clearly. Like, what are you going to do in there, and with what attitude are you going to do it? He says this sort of thing always takes a lot of practice. Only with a lot of practice, then the mind kind of gets into that groove and knows how to. How he understands it, he says, really is, it's only when the mind is stable, there's equanimity with the mind. Wisdom arises more easily. Wisdom can understand how things are or should be. His own question to himself would always be, first, why is the mind agitated? Once the mind has gained steadiness, though, then the question is,
what is he?
What can he do?
He
says,
อภิญญาหาลั่วหลุเลิกนี่ล่ะ
And he says but learning to understand himself never meant that he stopped doing what he needed to do on the outside the what job on the outside would keep he would keep doing those things but there would be this secret like working
secret,
on
secret mission
yeah figuring out what is inside
secret mission
yeah,
them alone
yeah, secret mission working inside the mole
okay Catherine is out. Catherine is out.
So he says, what would have been better for you to do between 9:30 and this time?
To be more mindful.
The depot time.
How the depot.
But mindful of what?
How I'm feeling.
Okay. Yabi. Okay, now.
That's enough, he said. He says, so watch those feelings as much as you can throughout the day. It's only when we're not aware of the feelings that they kind of gain momentum.
Yes.
Felt it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, today we'll do the machine.
I find it really interesting to practice in this way. You know, the secret mission style of practice. And I think, so I think, you know, one of the things that really seems to catch me up, so, it seems like it's fairly easy to see when there's a lot of tension or dislike about an object in the mind, and it's fascinating how naturally the recognition releases it. But it's trickier for me, and to pleasant things, you know, noticing the attitude toward pleasant things is quite interesting because it's sort of like, oh, you know, I really like that. And I think there's a sort of a range, you know, if it's something I really, really like, I really, really like, then I'm not that likely to get it, you know. But with things that are moderately likable, it's pretty easy to go, oh, I'm really, you know, I really like the trees. And there, again, there's a sense of relaxation. So there's a sense that maybe wisdom grows by itself, you know, if you do this. But then I think I have some kind of question about confusion. Like when I'm really confused, when my mind is really confused about the object that it's relating to, well, then at this point for me, it's just confusion. And there isn't that sense of like, oh, this understanding of the attitude creates or fosters a letting go, a dissipation. I don't know what to say. So I think that's sort of my question at the moment.
Dodara lo channel ne sit dibari so yin ma chai dai ba so yin a so yin ti ya
ti ya lwe de
naw ro de ka le phit ni ba la lo recognize lo yong ne be tor tor tat ta ba a ra tor tor a ong ja ka de ma lobha cha na ne pu khat de lobha le a yan lobha de ji phit ma tu a phit ma ma ti lo phit ma ma ti lo ko di de bo tha shi ni ma naw ma ti lo so tu a
wen na bi lobha wen na bi
ne ne ba ba lobha be shi yin
ติโลยะอองาดาโอไจปาลาลุสิกกะอะลุเมียวผิดอ๋อติลอบะมะจิติตะบอทาชิบาลาลุเปียนติโลยะติเลยสิกกะดิตะบอทาชิบาลาลุเปียนติโลยะติเลยตุเมงกงอะเรชุ่นเนมะตุชุ่นเนตุอะบาตะบอทาเนชุ่นเนราเนซะซันเนเลเรตุชุ่นเนชุ่นเปชุ่นเนตุอะดิอุปมาดิลุเนปะตะลุตุสิกแทมะมะชินมะชินกะลุลอกมาเรบะชุ่นเดซอยชุ่นดาเวชิเดเรดิอุปมาทับบรอเดบอทาริบาริบาชิเนเรตุไอ้เราชุ่นดาอะยินจิเลชิดาอะยินจิไลเลชุ่นดาอะยินชินยะมาบ่อี้มาตุอะตะบอทา
we have to watch the confusion. When he's confused, he doesn't do anything. He just kind of stops doing things and stays a bit quiet to calm the mind down. He says because wisdom is present when there's not confusion. So if while there is confusion in the mind, if you even attempt to think about what to do, all you'll get is more confused or confused answers. So don't attempt to do anything, even meditation, when it's confused.
That's why he says when
the mind is in a bad mood and it wants to do some, he says don't do anything. Don't take this action or that action, because what's governing those decisions and thoughts is the negative mood, and it'll just present you negative kind of alternatives. He says so then in cases like that he would just watch that bad mood and it will usually subside. And of course in watching the bad mood, he says again, the right attitude to knowing how to watch in the right way is helpful. If the mind already knows how to watch in a kind of uninvolved way, then it's easy. The mind handles it pretty quickly. The mind calms down. Once the mind is calmer, wisdom is then at hand to decide in a calmer
way.
So when there's confusion or difficulty, he says, make it a habit, make it a practice to watch that confusion. He says, people usually when they're confused, they just want to sort of not look anymore. They want to like put it aside, not face it. But he said, make it a habit to learn how to watch it in an uninvolved way. He says there's something he does when he's confused, and that is he stops thinking about the matter. He says the reason confusion is present is because there's no wisdom about the matter. There's no clarity. And he says when there's no clarity, if you think about the matter, all it can give you is more confusion because there's no clarity. So he stops thinking, stops trying to figure it out, and he says, and he looks back at what is manifesting, which are feelings and sensations. So the attention is not so much on, it's more on the feelings and sensations that are manifesting when there's confusion. And a feeling is just a feeling for him. Sensations are just sensation. And that helps to calm the mind down. When the mind is calmer, then it can look back at that confused situation and see it in a
different way.
Then the mind can see more clearly what it needs to do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I ask something about that? Sometimes if I've noticed recently if I'm in a situation and maybe talking to somebody and it's uncomfortable and I'm aware of confusion. And then at some point, if I keep noticing and just letting it be there, I'll sometimes notice that there's anger and aversion underneath. That just comes up as an underneath thing. Once it comes up, it's okay, it just goes. I'm just aware of it and it's gone. However, I notice at some point there's still the burning or the strong sensations in the body. Even if I've let it go and I've moved to something else, I'm still aware.
Yeah.
Is it because that's still present, that anger and aversion, or is it's still in the body, or is it just something that I'm tapping into?
Tu zaga pyo yin di confusion chang pyo lo da di tham ye tu confused pye ne de kha le ta cha lu pyo lo tai ma shi outcome ma do da shi de do da ne ho ma chai da shi de a lo myo phit ya da da mai tu ti de do da phit daw ti de tu myin lo ya de chi lo ya de a so tu ha tu la pyo twa de
ba le
Dota, Sika, Pure Sika, Yo Wabi. ara mo chai ta chan de lo la mo hoin di dai ba khana ko ma chan ta
mo te ni mo chi de
this very subtle remnants of the the anger or aversion left
wa tu toa le so la gross level toa la
so when you feel like the anger has come and gone the gross level anger
or
is gone
de ke zero ma phit de lo
decrease but like on his scale of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0 it's maybe to 2 but it's not 0
maybe 1
maybe 1
ဥဒင်းဘာပြောလဲ0 1 0 1ပဲဖြစ်ခံတကယ်0ရောက်အောင်နေတက်သွားရင်လေ0ဖြစ်သွားတဲ့အထိအာထုတ်ဘူးတဲ့လူက0ကိုသိလို့ရှိရင်0 1ပဲ1 2အောင်ဖြစ်မခံတော့0 1 1မဟုတ်သူကတက်တော့မှာဒီ1 0 1ဆိုရင်ရှင်းပြလိုက်0ပြန်လာ
he says how he practices it he has learned to stay at the level of 0 1 so he says if anyone has ever practiced to the point that they've seen it become 0He says then it's easy to detect when it's one, when it's zero.
Yeah.
And
one a very dangerous one.
Yeah. And then he when he notices one, he works with it quickly because when it's small, it's easier to deal with. Then it becomes zero again. So he really watches that out for it not going to two because once it gets to two, it escalates very easily from there.
Say it. Pissing on it. One, thousand,
He says the mind goes from 1 to 1,000 very quickly.
Oh, God.0 1 0
1
0 1 အဲ့မဲ့0ဖြစ်အောင်လေအတင်းလို့လို့မရနားလည်မှာပဲ0ဖြစ
် But he says he agrees that we cannot make it become 0 0 comes when wisdom arises
တကယ်ဒေါသမရှိရင်ဒေါသစိတ်တကယ်လုံးဝမရှိ0ဖြစ်သွားပြီဆိုရင် feeling of စိတ်ကိုပြောင်း
He says
စိတ်ကြောင့်ဖြစ်တဲ့ရုပ်ဆိုအကုန်ပြောင်းတယ
် He says when there's really no more say aversion zero aversion he says everything becomes different all the mind the body the state of mind the body everything is vastly different from when there's even a little bit of aversion
စကလုံးနာပျောက်သွားတာဒေါသဖြစ်တဲ့အတွေးတွေကပျောက်သွားပြင်းပြင်းနဲ့ကြံနေတယ်စိတ်ကစိတ်ဒေါသစိတ်အရှိန်ရှိနေတယ်သူဖြစ်နေတယ်လို
့ He says for example aversion he says there are the words that express aversion and there are the feelings that betray the aversion and he says when the words are gone if you still feel the feeling that's you feeling the remnants of the aversion that's left in the mind
okay then the color I love it အင်ဂျောဘတ်တော့ရှိလားမရှိလားတောက်ချက်ကြည့်နည်းနည်းလေးရှိစက်တိုက်ကြည့်ဖီလင်းလိုက်ကြည့်တခါလေး0ဖြစ်သွ
ား He's done that before been so on top of his aversion he was watching out for it so carefully that he even if he got a little irritated or a little miffed he would start watching it continuously like keeping an eye on it and then it would go back to 0 so he would see it very often
tension for me between labeling thoughts or experiences as mine and understanding them as I'm uncomfortable with labeling things as or understanding things as my body because I know that there's that separation of it not actually being my body but then when I label it as a body
repeat
oh sorry there's I'm uncomfortable, I notice tension when I say my body's having this experience or this is my feeling or there's like judgment and some tension there in the mind when I watch or hear myself say my body or my experience or this
right.
is my thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm so aware of the desire or the intention to want to separate from that experience, not cling to it, hold to it as mine, be mine.
Yeah.
But then when I talk about the
experience as the body or the experience or the hand or the arm,
yeah.
I feel a little too distant from it at the same time. And so I kind of ping pong back and forth, and there's like judgment in both of them. And I'm wondering, just, you know, do I watch the judgment there and just focus on that as an experience, or?
ဒီလိုမျိုးစိတ်နဲ့ identify နဲ့မဖြစ်ချင်ဘူးဆိုတော့အဲ့ပုံမှာလည်းတမာဒိဋ္ဌိဝင်ချင်တော့ဒီလိုမျိုးတော့တော့ပြင်မကြိုက်စိတ်ကအဲ့ပုံမှာ
recognize that the mind is using that, is identified. He says, although theoretically the ideal is to not identify, it's impossible to not identify. The habit of the mind is so strong, he said. So you can only, all you can help is to recognize the identification that is taking place, or recognizing when it's not there.
Wrong view.
So if you know wrong view is there, and you recognize
အစတမားတွေဟိုဘယ်လိုမှသူ့အဲ့သူ့ရဲ့ဟို knowledge ကိုထည့်ပေးတာပဲရှိတယ်ဒီလိုစဉ်းစားတယ်ဒီလိုသုံးရတယ်တကယ်ရောပြောက်သွားတာပေါ့ရော့သွားတာပဲရှိတယ်ရော့သွားမှသူကဒီအဲ့ဒီကျူလေးဝင်လာပြီးမှသူကြည့်လို့တတ်တယ်နည်းနည်းအလေးချင်းရမှာမဟုတ်တော့ beginner တွေသူပြောပေးရတာနည်းနည်းအားထုတ်တာကြာလာတဲ့လူဆိုရင်
The idea of right and wrong view is given as information to the yogi. But the yogi should really understand that the way to use it is to recognize if there's right view or wrong view. He says, and to, when recognizing wrong view, using the conscious thought about what right view means to help to mitigate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's reduced a little, but it doesn't go away. Yeah? But he says, as a beginner, if the yogi takes this idea and thinks that there has to be right view, he says then the yogi will be forcing this right view on himself, that, and the inner mind has wrong view, and there will be a conflict. He said then it's not. He says, so we don't need to make ourselves have right view, we just need to recognize if wrong view is present.
Wrong view
So if we always recognize when wrong view is present, he says then when right view sometimes comes in, he says we'll also recognize this right view now.
Wrong view is here,
so you know when wrong view is here, you know when it's not here.
Yeah, New York mah phu yin mai la. Chong yau cha mai la.
I'm seeing lo ma yong lo mai la. Said to him, you know, all this talk about that there's no me, you know, that it's nature and all. He says it's very nice, but it's too high. He can't understand it. And he says it takes a he feels that it takes a leap of faith for him to believe that, and he couldn't make that leap. And so the teacher said to him, you don't have to believe it. You just can explore. If a true understanding arises in the mind, where the mind has been observing and exploring, and suddenly realize, oh yeah, you know, this is how it is, you know, you can't identify, then you know, the mind can
believe.
And the teacher even said to him, he says, he said, of all the, like all the people in sitting in the group there, he said, if any of you say to me that you know that there's no I, he said, I won't believe you.
Ah, But you
And so the man asked him, he said, what about you? And he says, well, the power of the belief in the I for him is much reduced. Although he uses the words, he's not always bought into it. And he can really see this in contrast to how his mind used to be before. And he can really see how in those days, when he said he wanted something, it would be so full on. His mind would be really like, I want this, and if it had to have it.
I want this only.
And it believed that I needed it. And he says, if his mind said, I want this, he says, all the other departments would give way.
No.
Not departments.
I don't let you.
He says, everybody, get out of my way.
Get out of my way. Ooh, like.
He would come.
Losing our book that one holds on Nalin, you know. A country don't know.
Now, even though wanting still arises in the mind, he says, and he talks about wanting something, but he understands that wanting is not somebody. He understands wanting is a quality of mind. There's a wanting quality. And so sometimes there might be wanting for something, but he says he's not fully bought into its agenda. So every time we use the word I, or me, my mind, and myself, he says we should just check the mind to see how much the mind is bought into the story.
How about me? What about me?
Did you watch that?
What about you?
Yeah, you watched that.
What about you? What about me?
So I'm inclined to
to do with other beliefs.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
A long winded.
Yeah. That. Siedemäkään tuo yoga siamakki, kun tuo kosti teni arelli. Ja tuo yoga filosofi teni. Ei mä tuo ata ole jonne. Naro.
Heinuri o.
Ata sua ngamu. Tekerä tuo te tuzanne.
Yeah, I know, I know. Yeah, yeah. Ata sabo.
Tekerä ata mashi ne ata tuku bo.
Yes, yes. Yes, I know, I know.
Ngamu de ata tuku.
Yes, yes.
Shi de ra me shi de.
Yes.
Anyhow.
Parama parama la bala mri wa.
Ra ho po bro.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
အဲ့လိုမျိုးစိတ်တွေလည်းဖြစ်တယ်အာအာအာအာအမှန်တရားငါသိတယ်လို့ဒီအဲ့တော့အဲ့တော့သူဆရာကိုလည်းနည်းနည်းပေါ့တော့သွားစကားပြောသေးတယ်ဘာပါလဲနည်းနည်းပေါ့လေအဲ့နဲ့သူ့မိန်းကောပါလဲဆိုတော့ဒါပေမဲ့ तू
အဆိုင်ခဲတခုကအစိတ်ပိုင်းလုံးလိုက်ဒဇာစီမှာအဆိုင်ခဲမရှိဘူးအင်းအင်းဒါပေမဲ့ဒီအဆိုင်ခဲကိုလည်းထပ်ပြီးတော့အဆိုင်ခဲဒီထက်ပိုကြီးအောင်လည်းလုပ်ရအဲ့ဒါသူနည်းနည်းနားလည်လို့ရတယ်အစိတ်ပိုင်းတွေအကုန်စိတ်လိုက်တကယ်တမ်းဘာမှရှိတယ်လို့ပြောလို့မရဘူးဆိုတော့နည်းနည်းနားလည်လို့ရတယ်ကြည့်ခေါ်ပြီးပေါ့အဲ့တော့ဒါမေးတာဟိုကိုနဲ့အရန်အယူစားကွာတဲ့လူနဲ့ပြောရမယ်ဆို kollar det så att du har bara bara filat vill då var så då då på jobb
det var det. Är då tinja chi tin na gao ya chi na då jong na myong na ku the ma secret mission ba.
He said so when somebody has a different point of view, he says don't say anything. If there's something to study it. If there's something to listen to it, and whether you believe it or not, he said keep it to yourself. That's your secret mission. Why would we need to express it to somebody else, to the person who doesn't?
No, I know the pattern.
He says, knowing the truth is not a problem, but I knowing it is a problem. If I know it and they don't know it, that's pride or conceit, yeah. Comparing. The I know more than you comes in. Yes. He says concepts of the world, of this conventional reality world that we live in, are needed to live in this to survive in this conventional reality world, and we still need to use it to be at harmony. He says, you understand the concept of qi. We talk about qi, energy. But when qi is taught in the energetic systems and all that are taught, and they talk about qi being a reality, a true energy system that belongs in the body, that exists. And what their basis of teaching qi is direction. Like qi moves, and moves in correct ways and incorrect ways. But if there's a sense of direction, there's a sense of continuity of something going. He said that's a concept already. Because reality has no direction and reality doesn't go anywhere. But for the conventional sense of reality, for the conventional world, it's still still makes sense for the conventional world. You still need it for the conventional world. For the conventional world, you still need
direction. The direction go, I will do the chico do the through you how many of chimes on to end the yaw yaw malo.
Okay, you bow.
I through the chico do a yonin. They get seated of tin. They are totally. We better not look at him. They now lightning. The constant now lightning to really do the work on.
So it's explained like if somebody, says they can feel chi energetically, for example, and they want to meditate, so they want to meditate, they want to practice vipassana meditation, but they believe in the concept of chi.
Mm-hmm.
He says then they cannot understand ultimate reality because it's in conflict with the understanding of the nature of the wind element or the nature of the heat element, you know, because the concept is more subtle. When he went to Malaysia, some of the yogis from Malaysia who had been to the center, they also had practiced Qigong before. And they practiced this very unconventional style of Qigong where you kind of stand. And they say that if you're really relaxed, your natural chi moves, and your natural chi will move you in directions that are harmonious with your body, and it rebalances your system, they say, because otherwise we're kind of blocking the way it naturally moves. And they brought him to their Tai Chi, to their Qigong masters, and three masters. So he went from one to the other to the other, and none of them could make it. And one of the things that these Qigong masters can do is, if you don't move, they can move you. They have that much energy.
They can
push you, almost like you move, I mean, even with your feet on the ground, or, you know, along the ground, that sort of thing. They couldn't move. First he didn't move, then they couldn't move him. One of the Qigong masters got really angry.
ผู้เรียนดาวซะเนี่ยลุกขึ้นได้ไม่ใช่ดาฮะลงมาเนี่ยไม่ใช่พยายามมาได้ตู้ตู้ก็ไปลุกขึ้นได้แล้วไม่ใช่ตู้ไอ้หลุลุกเลยทีมาตั้วตังพ้องเบ้อตันเลยไปเนี่ยสึกก็ลุกขึ้นมาเออไอ้สึกมีเนี่ยเออลงมาลุกลงเนี่ยลุกขึ้นสึกกูไม่ผิดหรอก
He says, first of all, he didn't really believe in all this. He thought it was nonsense. What is this waving about it, this chaotic
nonsense.
And it doesn't look good because people really
look,
I mean,
stupid. It is stupid.
Some people will be dancing and swaying. Some will be jitterbugging. I mean, really weird things, bouncing and so he was not interested in this. He didn't think it made any sense. But he says what they would do. So he was interested. He would just let himself be there, and he says they would start doing things around him, like they would make sounds around him, and you know, sort of. Stimulating him, you know, and then he could see. He said he could see the mind arise, the mind that wants to move. The mind is swayed by external stimuli, and then wants to follow that stimulus. And he said, but he could see that mind, so he would just look at the mind, and then the mind would fade, then the next thing would run, and then the mind. And so it would never grow to the point that. And one thing he's understood for a long, long time is that if any part of your body moves, it's because the mind intends to. It's volition, volitional action. So he says it's not the chi that moves the body. He says, where does that chi that moves body come from? It comes from the mind. The mind wants to, and then this energy moves the body. The wind element in Pali is called a powerful element. And it it's powerful because it can move things. Yeah? And he says, but where does that power come from? It comes from the mind.
Because of mind.
Mind-stimulated wind element, it's called. Mind-originating wind element. So it's a wind element that originates from the mind's volition.
The teacher said, don't control anything. Don't control it. I'm not in control. I relax, very relaxed. Don't control
and but also do I feel like, too chi up, don't
go. And then in the end, the Qigong master said about him, he says his chi is moving in the opposite direction, so that's why it doesn't
work. I don't know what.
This is too sad, and too chi up, don't go.
Yeah, he said this man is very strange. He said his chi is.
This is too sad, this point is too sad, and too chi up, don't go.
Yeah.
Too chi up, don't go.
But he felt that the Qigong master was just like making things up also. He says of the three Qigong masters, two were quite upset. But one of them was kind of calm and he told him to exercise.
The concept got to maintain that reality
So the mundane world has its conventional realities and concepts, and the ultimate reality exists as something underlying all this.
Mm.
But he says we need to use each in its own sphere.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, now the question bit.
Okay, he's gonna ask you a question.
Then you let my teeth.
He says touch these things. You know it's touching? Are you knowing with the thumb or the index finger?